Scott, that's jwildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 442. We're calling this VCAST. How could the dead in Christ rule and reign for 1,000 years during the millennial reign with Christ via the pre-trib rapture? Folks, they can't. I'm going to prove it out. This echoes the Bible study that we did, how to read the book of Revelation. I went back and listened to it, and I don't think I explained this verse very well. And many pre-trib rapture believers, and this is, again, not a salvation issue, but many pre-trib rapture believers looked at that Bible study and actually changed their point of view in terms of the rapture. Because why this is important, it's not a salvation issue, but why this is important is I've heard so many pre-trib rapture believers say, I don't have to worry about the mark of the beast. And they were in line to get the nanotech poked in them with optogenetics, this DNA defilement as the days of Noah. So yes, it is very, very important. But let's dive deep into this Bible study. This is not news. This is a Bible study. So first of all, pre-tribbers, mid-tribbers, post-tribbers believe 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17 is the rapture, which basically means caught up. But let's read, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, loud, it's not quiet, and the voice of the archangel with the trump of God, the last trump, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain, the believers, Christians, the elect saints, shall be caught up, that is your rapture, together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And rapture is nowhere to be found. That word is nowhere to be found in the Bible, but caught up. Many people will call that a rapture. Some people will call it a resurrection. There's your Bible verse that everybody agrees, right? Now, Revelation 20, this is key because there's one rapture, one regeneration for believers, and one rapture, one regeneration for non-believers. So there are really two raptures, and pre-tribbers have to make a rapture up. They flat out need another one. So Revelation 20 destroys the pre-trib rapture because, again, there are two resurrections, two raptures, two rejuvenations of the soul. One for believers, one for non-believers. Let's prove it out with the word of God. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and the judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. These are Christians. These are the elect. These are saints. And for the word of God. And which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads. So there's a worship part to this. I think it'll be a hologram. Or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So the beheaded lived with Christ for the millennial reign. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. So get this. But the rest of the dead, these are non-believers, live not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is their first resurrection. It's their resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. This is the first resurrection for the believers. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosened out of prison, right, to deceive the world. I think the reason why the Lord does that is the final proof point that he is God. Christ is God. He has all the power. Because I was like, why would God loosen Satan? Because some people will fall away during the millennial reign. So it's one last proof point, is my theory on that. So how, unless you make up raptures, how could a pre-trib rapture basically include those that were beheaded during the tribulation time? And all you have to do is read Matthew 24. It says, after the tribulation of those days, the sun and moon shall be darkened. Let's read this again. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, loud, it's not quiet, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump, that's the last trumpet, within that series, how to read the book of Revelation of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The dead in Christ, right? Those that were beheaded, and then rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Then we which alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And then we have the first resurrection for believers and the first resurrection for non-believers after the millennial reign. It's really that simple. My pre-trib friends, most of my friends are pre-tribbers, my close friends. And I showed one of them this scripture and it made him pause. So I started to try to research, where do pre-tribbers say there's a second resurrection? Because they, the ones that really know their Bible, realize there needs to be another resurrection in order for Revelation 20 to be true. And this is what they came up with. Three or four proof points is Revelation 14. And I'm going to read it. Folks, this is about God's wrath. And you need to think about this. We're not appointed to wrath, but was there a time when God poured out his wrath and his believers were saved, weren't harmed? Yes, it's in Exodus. You need to look, let the Bible define the Bible with hermeneutics. But let's read. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest with their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another archangel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in the sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the altar, which had the power over fire, and cried with a loud voice to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in the sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and the blood came out of the winepress even unto the horse bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs. The blood came out of the winepress. Now, this kind of parallels the wheat and the tares, but guess who gets persecuted? Guess who burns first? The tares. This isn't describing a brand new event. This is describing the first resurrection. If it is, it sounds like it's more the wrath of God to me. But if this is actually reaping, throwing in the tares into the fire and putting the wheat in the barn, it's not describing a new revelation. So, folks, what this means is the Dipsy, the Scofield Bible, falls on its face. It's Christ or bust, my friends. Well, how can the dead tribulation saints rule and reign with Christ if the rapture was at the beginning of the 7 years? It can't. The only solution, again, is to make up raptures that is not in the Word of God. Rule and reign with Christ, and he that overcometh and keepeth my words unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. Revelation 5, 26 and 27. Just another proof point. You're going to rule and reign with Christ. So again, Scofield Bible, I heard one pastor say he thinks this is the great delusion. I thought that was interesting. Check out the Scofield Bible Cult Roots, Why I'm Not a Zionist, Final Days Report, episode 416. And I did another podcast where liberals were really going after Christian Zionists. You can see this hatred towards Christian Zionists. And so if most Western Christians are Zionist, you can see how we will be called the enemy, all Christians, in the end of days because of World War III happening, supporting of Israel, in that hot box. It's fascinating, my friends. So I go back to bless a Christian and you'll be blessed, because Christians are the seed of Abraham. John said to the Sadducees and Pharisees, we could turn this rock to Abraham's seed. And I'm paraphrasing, my friends. So when the pre-trib rapture falls on its face, the whole dispensationalism, Zionism falls on its face. So let's summarize. There are two raptures, one for the believers and one for the non-believers, is what the Word of God says. And again, this is not a salvation issue. It is a salvation issue if you do fully take the mark of the beast, you know, hook up willingly to this artificial intelligence and lose your free will. That's where it becomes an issue. So again, I did not explain Revelation 20 very well with my Bible study, how to read the book of Revelation. Check that out. But we really look at scripture in parallel passages for the end of days. So hopefully this makes sense. Have a blessed day. Thank you for your support. God bless.